Good evening, Lehigh Valley. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on December 19th. This evening, our producer is Neil Heaver. I want to thank him in advance for being here because he's going to be quite busy tonight as he coordinates the show for you. This show is about business. It's about business in the Lehigh Valley. And since it's December and we're in the Christmas city, I thought we should have a show that talks to special things happening. And I don't know about you folks, but one of my favorite Christmas movies is Miracle on 34th Street. Well, here in the Lehigh Valley, we have our own miracle. It's called Miracle on Hamilton Street. And thanks to City Center Lehigh Valley, we have a lot going on in Allentown this year. It's been top of mind for most Lehigh Valley community leaders for the last 2 years. And although you have probably seen articles, and I know J.B. Riley has been at many civic gatherings, tonight we're fortunate to have Jim Harbaugh with us. He is COO and Executive Vice President of City Center Lehigh Valley. And I've asked him to share a review of 2013 and then to also provide to us some anticipated events for the coming year, 2014. And Jim is with us on telephone this evening, so we're not going to be able to accept call-ins, but I'm sure if you have any questions after this evening, you can send them to the station or send them to City Center, and you'll get a response. Jim, we have you on the line, correct?
I'm here, Sally. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being able to do this with us tonight. I'm so excited to have you here and to hear more about what's going on with City Center Lehigh Valley.
Well, I do apologize for not being able to be there in person. I appreciate your dealing with my schedule here.
That's fine, but you know what? We'll get you back. So we'll get you over here to the station sometime in the future.
That's fine.
Listeners, let me give you a little background about Jim. And he's sort of come back to the Lehigh Valley after being away for a while. He was named Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer in October of 2011 and is responsible for overall management, strategic planning, and operations of City Center Investment Corp, as well as the lead for the real estate development, acquisitions, and leasing of the company's major mixed-use development around Allentown's 7th and Hamilton Streets. And as we talk tonight about what's going on, you're going to see that he's juggling pretty much of what's happening down in downtown Allentown. Jim joined the City Center Investment Corp from Bristol Myers Squibb Company, where he served as Executive Director of Corporate Real Estate since 1994 and had responsibility for strategies and transactions within the company's global real estate portfolio, including mergers and acquisition due diligence, acquisitions, divestitures, and site selection. He is also a former Bethlehem Steel employee. He was in the real estate and finance divisions of Bethlehem Steel, a business administration MBA graduate of Lehigh University, and his undergrad is from Ursinus. So, Jim, how many years were you away from the Valley before we got you back here?
Well, my wife and I moved to Doylestown in 1991 when I started working at Bristol Myers Squibb. And frankly, part of the reason we didn't move any closer to Princeton where I worked is we didn't want to lose our connections in the Lehigh Valley. So while we didn't leave here, we kind of never left.
So you always still maintain some kind of connection. That's terrific.
My wife's a Bethlehem girl, so it was important to stay close to friends and family. And, you know, we've always loved the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I'm so glad that you were able to be attracted to JB's efforts downtown. Now, if we could talk a little bit about the history of how JB Riley got interested in Allentown. I mean, he was involved in this well before the NIS came about. And, you know, he's a former Lehigh Valley person and a Lafayette College grad, an attorney, I guess, law school at Fordham. Why did he invest in Allentown? He had gotten away. He got up to the big city. Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, I can't speak specifically for JB, but, you know, he's a Lehigh Valley guy. He grew up in Salisbury Township. His family is here. He comes from a great family, a big family. And, you know, he began investing in Allentown, you know, I believe in the late 80s, early 90s, and has never really left the passion to do good things here.
Well, it's incredible that he had that vision so early on in his career and that he was able to maintain, you know, his investment, because Allentown was going through some very difficult times in the late 80s, early 90s.
I think JB has seen several different Allentowns, but I think the theme of his commitment to Allentown, and here I am acting as if I'm speaking for him, but I've been working with him very closely for a little over 2 years now. I mean, his commitment and what he sees in the city is really a great city with such incredible potential.
And I know, you know, I'm asking you to take a position, but you're not JB, but did he have experience anywhere else where he saw this kind of transformation, or was this just something that he had sort of dreamed about and did some background work and is pulling it off here in Allentown?
Well, he's... I can't say I don't believe that JB has ever done, you know, this sort of transformational work in another city. I'm relatively certain he hasn't, and I don't know too many cities that are actually being as successful as we are in Allentown as quickly as we are.
Yeah.
But I think he's always seen the potential. He's a very good businessman. He's a passionate about his work, and he brings that passion to what we are all doing in his leadership at City Center.
And how many people are involved in City Center, Jim, right now?
Well, it is getting bigger. You were kind to introduce me with that big title and all those responsibilities. As we've succeeded in Allentown, there are a number of people who have joined us to pick up, you know, the increasing work and the important work that we're doing in Allentown. So I think we had a staff meeting the other day. I think there were 9 or 10 people around the table. I do remember a time not that long ago when we had a lot fewer than that. But as we've succeeded and as our responsibilities have grown to make sure we continue to succeed, we've brought on some really talented people.
Well, and I'm sure listeners, as you hear about what's been going on, you're going to wonder how even 9 people can sort of keep their fingers on all that's happening in downtown Allentown. We talked about transformation a little bit, and the idea of transform the state's third largest city, Allentown, that idea started to take place long before the NIZ, which is the Neighborhood Improvement Zone. How did the idea of the NIZ or the final enactment of the NIZ help to expedite that? How did it really impact the investment opportunity?
Well, you're right, Sally, the conversations about transforming Allentown and revitalizing the urban core have been going on for a while. And like I said, JB had been an active investor in the city and had several assets in the city already. But then along comes the Neighborhood Improvement Zone, combined with, you know, the city and the mayor's decision to build the arena downtown. And then JB and Joe Topper really developed this comprehensive vision, including some of the assets that were already held, of what a downtown could really be and how, you know, what pieces were necessary to really create that, and we call it the live-work-play environment necessary to transform a city.
And one of the properties, if I'm not mistaken, that JB had prior to the NIZ was the bank building at 7th and Hamilton. Is that correct?
That's correct. JB has been owner of that building since the late 90s.
Okay.
And we have now created our City Center headquarters there. Lehigh Gas joins us in that building. And it's become a great point of interest for us to be right at the heart of all that's going on, you know, really right across the street from where we are.
Well, right, that four-corner area is where all the activity is happening, but it's even happening as you go outside of that initial ring. So, and we'll talk a little bit more about what exactly is happening.
Indeed.
What has been probably the most challenging aspect as you started to build the core, share the vision, try and engage others as far as investors and supporters?
Well, there have been a number of challenges. We've met them all. of course, in the early days, there were, you know, some actual legal challenges, but, you know, those are well behind us, and I think the mood has turned very positive. The challenges of creating a place are really many, many challenges. You know, making sure that people, you create a place where people want to come, and they will come for a variety of reasons. They'll come to work, and as you know, we will shortly, in the spring, begin to fill a 500,000 square feet of office space with, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 new employees. They're going to want a place, you know, you have to make it a place where people want to live. And we do have programs underway and a project we hope to break ground on for retail and residential, new residential in the city. And then, of course, the play piece is anchored by the arena, where the hockey team will play and many, many other events will take place. And that all generates the excitement for the success of our new retail, for the existing retailer to thrive as Allentown begins to change and come alive again, and the restaurants that are beginning to come back downtown. So there are a number of challenges, but, you know, through a cooperative effort with a lot of people, we seem to certainly be well on our way.
You know, and I have to say, you know, congratulations to you, the team. Just this past summer, even while things were being constructed and all the cranes were up, walking Hamilton Street, you could feel an energy that I hadn't felt in probably 20, 25 years.
It's interesting that you say that. I came back, as you say, to the Valley and to Allentown just a little over 2 years ago now, when there was no real construction going on. There was the very beginnings of the arena. And since that time, when you go to the Chamber of Commerce events, when you go on speaking engagements, just out in restaurants, the level of excitement and the general attitude about what's going on there, I think, has really uplifted the community in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and one of the things that's sometimes hard, I noticed it when I came back to the Valley a long time ago, but sometimes local perceptions are a little hard to shake. And Allentown had many years when people were not that supportive of maybe visiting or wanting to go downtown. But as I said, the energy now is so different that, you know, you guys broke that local perception, I believe.
Well, we certainly are doing our best to do that. You know, people will come when there's a place where they want to go. And if Allentown wasn't that place in the recent past, we hope to make it that place today and going forward.
Well, and as we talk about some of the projects, I'm sure everyone's going to be interested in keeping tabs on what's happening downtown. But in the meantime, Bethlehem has applied for the CRIZ, and I don't know exactly what that stands for, but it's similar to the Neighborhood Improvement Zone, and it's for third-class cities of certain population sizes. What would be your advice to those who might consider investing in Bethlehem related to potential CRIZ opportunities? Are there any sort of lessons or key things that you've picked up on, that City Center's picked up on with the NIZ, that would be helpful for Bethlehem to keep in mind?
First, let me say I'm not an expert on the CRIZ. We have our hands full with the NIZ, but, you know, what's going on in Bethlehem is great. I love Bethlehem. And if they get a CRIZ, you know, I think they have the ability to even enhance what they're doing more. And just as we look at our development in Allentown, what they're going to do in Bethlehem to take on new projects and attract new employees and visitors, just, you know, it broadens the Valley's appeal to everyone. You know, I think my advice is that, you know, there are strong public-private partnerships that have to be put into place. You need broad alignments up front. You know, no one person or team of people can do this alone. It really takes a well-thought-out common effort. And, you know, focusing on projects that would not otherwise happen is important.
Yeah, because this is the one opportunity that will get some others will spill off of this. You're correct.
Sure.
And this will be the impetus to start some of that thinking and some of that investing. Well, I guess we'll hear, if not the end of December, in January, whether or not Bethlehem will be one of the two CRIZ areas within the state of Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is. It is a competitive situation. I understand. You know, applications have had to be filed, and organizations had to be created, and hopefully the right places will win. And if Bethlehem is chosen, we obviously wish them very well and hope that their projects go very well. Because as we said, we're all about trying to, you know, really broaden the appeal of the Lehigh Valley in general.
Well, and the Lehigh Valley really. Although we're a little spread out, you know, between Allentown, Bethlehem East, and North and South, it really is a very easy area to move around in on a regular basis. So we are like one area. In fact, it's a lot easier than some of the areas of Philadelphia to move in and out of on a regular basis.
Well, Sally, for 20 years I commuted from Doylestown to Princeton and spent a lot of time in New Jersey on some of their highways. And even though we may get a little flustered once in a while with our rush hours and our traffic in the Lehigh Valley, I assure you it's so much better than so many of the alternatives.
Yeah, I agree. It's just hard. Once you get out of that Schuylkill Expressway traffic and some other things that I used to have, you forget that, you know, it goes much longer.
Well, we have a wonderful quality of life in the Lehigh Valley, and I think we're a little spoiled sometimes. I know I am.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Jim. Because of your success so far with what's happening in Allentown, just like I had said, you know, do you have advice for the Kriz? Are you being sought out by other communities to help sort of share your secret recipe for how you bring back the spirit and the life to a core urban area?
I don't think we have a secret recipe, Sally. You spoke about it in your introduction as the miracle on Hamilton Street. Well, I've never seen a miracle that came with this much work. Actually, City Center and the NIS are starting to be viewed, now that we've had so much success, as a national model in some sense for urban revitalization. And across Pennsylvania, of course, it's been recognized by the formation of the Kriz legislation. We have been approached by some municipalities thinking about how to do this. We've met with them. We're more than happy to share our success story, whether it's, you know, through interviews and media like this, or, you know, we're participating now. I know JB's been involved and has spoken at some Urban Land Institute events. I'm an active member in the Industrial Asset Management Council for Corporate Real Estate Professionals and Site Selectors. So we are trying to be involved not only to help us be even more successful, but to share what we've learned.
That's always important, that opportunity to give back and let others grow and maybe evolve into another level than we had even thought about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it wasn't, I think it was back in October, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about Allentown. That didn't make the front page, so maybe everybody didn't see it, but it talked about the transformation, some of the troubles and some of the great things that are going on, but a partner in the Brookings Institute, which is a very well-known, powerful think tank about these things, talked about Allentown as the largest urban redevelopment of its kind.
Wow.
In a city of similar sizes in the United States. And you know, when the Brookings Institute and the Wall Street Journal start talking about you, you know, you get pretty proud of what you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, the Brookings Institute was here a couple years ago, talking about Pennsylvania and the Lehigh Valley, and to sort of have that flip and come from that positive perspective is wonderful. I wasn't aware of that. Thanks for sharing that, Jim.
You're welcome. I'd be happy to send you the article.
Oh, I would like that. Thank you. We are going to take just a brief break right now. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY. Please stay tuned.
This is Lori Siebert from Your Financial Choices, encouraging you to consider WDIY in your end-of-year gift giving. Donations to WDIY may put money back in your pocket if you itemize deductions or make qualified charitable distributions from an IRA. These are opportunities for you to save on your income taxes and to support WDIY. Visit WDIY.org and please give as generously as you can. Thanks in advance for your support.
Well, Welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY. And with me as my guest this evening is Jim Harbaugh, who is EVP and COO of City Center Lehigh Valley. And we're talking about this miracle on Hamilton Street that's evolving right before our eyes. Jim, welcome back. I still have you right on the line.
I'm still here, Sally.
Terrific. Before the brief break, we were talking about transforming the urban core and the recognition that Allentown is beginning, Wall Street Journal, the Brookings Institute, the CRIS, which Bethlehem has applied for, has sort of been a part of this whole positive reinforcement of what's happening in Allentown. Do you see other areas within the Lehigh Valley community also sort of taking notice and thinking about things that they might want to do, or how to plug into getting that kind of energy going?
Well, you know, all you have to do is look at the three major cities in the Lehigh Valley. We used to call ourselves ABE, Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton. What's going on in Easton is phenomenal. I mean, there's...
Yes.
There are people moving back to the city, the restaurant activity, the farmers market. So they're really, you know, without a NIS or a CRIS, doing a great job. What's going on in Bethlehem over the last 10 or 15 years is quite extraordinary with the, you know, the unfortunate situation with Bethlehem Steel. But look at what's happening there now. The south side is coming alive again. The north side of the of Bethlehem and the old historic district is doing really well, and it is a beautiful time of year to go there. And now in Allentown, what we have to, you know, and what's going on in Allentown is today looking very bright in a, for a future that is even brighter. But I think what we have to look at is, with all of that's going on, how do we continue to create a vibrancy in the Lehigh Valley as a place? It's, you know, Allentown's not only the third largest city in the state, but the Lehigh Valley is the third largest metropolitan area in the state. And it's growing. And we've done a great job of taking advantage of our location, you know, close to New York, close to Philadelphia. And I think that as other cities look at the model of the three larger cities in the area, you know, what they will realize is that there are great opportunities to grow businesses, to hire people, because we have great people in the Lehigh Valley coming out of our colleges and universities every year, great work ethic, great quality of life. I mean, we've got everything on the plate that we need, and I think we can all take advantage of it in a really creative and innovative way.
I would agree with you. I think sometimes if folks have not been outside the Lehigh Valley, it's a little hard to appreciate everything that we do have to offer here. But when people tell me there's nothing to do in the Lehigh Valley, I just sort of look at them, because there's so much to do. It's incredible. I mean, you can go just about in any direction and find something to do here in the Lehigh Valley. And I think with the amount of workers and business folks that you're bringing back to downtown Allentown, I don't know if I shared this with you, Jim, or not, but back in the late 70s, early 80s, I was part of the financial district in downtown Allentown, and it was always, and Hess's was still there, and it was always amazing to me when I went out at lunchtime. You just could hardly even find a place to walk on the sidewalks, and that's even when we still had those canopies over the sidewalks down there, and so it made it a little bit awkward, but, and then all of a sudden, it was gone, and it's, you know, that energy coming back when we get the office workers, people at lunchtime walking and, you know, supporting establishments and retail businesses again. It's going to be incredible. And how many office workers do you anticipate coming back, at least in the first wave?
Well, in the first wave, just in the first two buildings alone, it'll be on the high side of 2,000. And that doesn't include our three city center building, which we hope to break ground on shortly. It doesn't include any growth in those businesses, and it doesn't include the people who will be working at the hotel and at the arena and at the restaurants and the retail that we're going to be putting down there as well. So, I mean, we're really thinking 3,000 to 4,000 diverse employment, you know, in 2014.
Well, and, you know, that has to be more employment than the employment that we lost back in the, I'm going to say, by the mid-'80s. I can't imagine that we had that many employees downtown at that point in time.
Well, I don't know the numbers, Sally, but I think of when my wife and I were first married, and she'll get mad at me for aging us, but back in the mid to late 70s, you know, we used to shop in Allentown. We always went to Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of people there. You know, there were banks on every corner.
Right.
All the young lawyers, the law firms were all there, the insurance agents and the stockbrokers, three big department stores, jewelry stores, furniture stores. I mean, everything was there. And so I don't know whether we're bringing more people back, but clearly Allentown is a city that's accustomed to handling large business populations, and I think we'll, you know, obviously welcome those people back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, a little earlier, Jim, in the conversation, you were talking about the concept of live-work-play.
Yes.
First of all, there's a progression to how you bring back live-work-play.
Yes.
And also, there are some essentials that you have to provide to encourage that environment. Can you share some of that information with our listeners?
You know, there's several concepts that are essential to doing this well. You know, we say live, work, play, but we're really sort of doing work first,
mm-hmm.
and then live and play need to follow, because we have to create the economic development by putting the jobs on the street. But some of the essential things that we have to do, and we're paying attention to them all, you know, jobs is a driver of economic development. We have to have safe, clean streets. We have to have parking. And we have to give people lots of reasons to come downtown. And so that revolves around coming to work, coming to recreate, whether it's an arena or a restaurant or retail or an ice show. And then we have to give people a reason to want to live. Now, what we do know is that young people coming out of college today, the National Association of Home Builders tells us 88% of them will live in an urban environment if one is available. Well, as we bring all these folks downtown to work, we're pretty sure many of them are going to want to live there as well. And so we think the changes that happen will be really important from a live perspective. Now, one of the other examples, I talk about parking and making it easy for people to get in and out. Every one of our buildings is being built with parking.
Nice.
And that's in addition to the nearly 3,000 parking spaces that already exist in downtown Allentown as a result of, you know, Allentown's prior population.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all right, you know, within a block or so of the new PPL Center.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to really make a transformation happen, and this is what we're so proud of, is you have to create scale. You know, you can't build one building and hope for the best. You have to be aggressive. You have to insist on quality. And if you can build scale like we're doing and like the others who are investing in Allentown are doing, so that, you know, by 6 months from now, everything you see is going to be opening. The vibrancy is going to be happening all at once. And those are really critical pieces, so that you don't do one thing at a time and your transformation languishes.
That's amazing project management.
Well, you know, it's hard work. It's I don't think anybody at City Center or elsewhere would tell you it hasn't come with a little bit of luck along the way. But, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Well, you know, what you're describing to me is something when I was in college that used to be called planned communities. And it was more, I'm trying to think, there's a place in Virginia that we took a field trip to where it was, you know, it was walkable. It had employment. It had the shops. It had the recreation. And at that time, back in the 70s, the cities didn't need that type of planning or support because they had it all. So it almost sort of sounds to me like this is a reincarnation with this redeveloping on a core urban planned community basis.
Well, one of the great things about Allentown, and we've been talking about it off and on tonight, is, you know, the city is designed to hold people and businesses. The infrastructure is strong, and so that goes a long way to us being able to do the things we're doing. you know, when you talk about a planned community, most of them, in a sense, almost start from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had to do that in Allentown. We have a great community in Allentown. We have a wonderful, you know, we have a large population. We have, you know, great anchors like PPL who have
yes.
been with us and the Butz Corporation and the others that have made commitments to Allentown. But we also have a great arts community that has always been in Allentown, which I think is going to see benefits from all of this as well. So much of what we need was in place. I think it just had to be, shall we say, reconfigured a bit mm-hmm. and added to and modernized to create the kind of demand for, you know, a new place or a changed place.
And the other part of this, and I would imagine that you're having a fair amount of impact on the development along the riverfront as well. As you sort of lead down to that, the activity I would think that's happening in the core area of 7th and Hamilton is spilling over. And
well,
go ahead.
You know, the waterfront neighborhood improvement zone is not an investment that we've made, but others have, as you know. Jandal Land and Dunn Twigger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're watching them with great interest. We're friends of theirs. We don't consider ourselves competitors. We're part of their rooting section. We think
right.
that, you know, creating a vibrancy down along the riverfront, which has been, I guess the best way to call it is dormant for all these years. You know, it's been an industrial setting. And the idea of creating another portion of our community down there, which offers people, you know, the same kinds of live, work, play opportunities, just will add to the vibrancy of Allentown and the Lehigh Valley even more.
Absolutely. And it gives a diversity, but it's all within walking distance, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned city center or one city center and two city center. And I believe now all the cranes have flown away, that we have no more high cranes in our area down there. So it looks like things are, you know, starting to really come together. You mentioned that a lot of things will happen maybe in the spring to early summer. Let's talk about a couple of those things. One of them that really surprised me was our ability to attract the Renaissance Marriott.
We were thrilled about that. The Renaissance is a vision that we've had since the beginning of attracting a full-service, top-shelf luxury hotel. We were able to do it without breaking anybody's arms. I mean, we showed them the vision. They understood it. It was easy to show them our successes. I won't say it fell in our laps. Far from it. There was a lot of work to put together the information to convince them. But the Renaissance Marriott is a great hotel, and it's going to be opening next year, about 180 beautiful guest rooms. I've seen some of the renderings of the way the hotel is going to look inside. You can already see it outside. It's being built. Nearly 20,000 square feet of really high-end, state-of-the-art meeting space and event space. It's going to be an upscale restaurant and a direct collaboration with the Lehigh Valley Health Network Sports Complex that's being built in City Center 1. And the interesting thing, of course, we love the name Renaissance because it fits so well with what's going on.
Absolutely.
We're having our own Renaissance. But the hotel really talks about, their motto is live life to discover. And so they do so. It's, you know, they're in 35 countries around the world. I've actually stayed in Renaissance hotels in a number of cities internationally during my time with Bristol-Myers. They're wonderful hotels. But each one is unique. And each one, you know, every stay, really, they try to connect to the local discoveries that are exclusive in an area. So
nice.
You know, the Renaissance could not be a better fit for what we're doing.
Right. And as far as, if I recall correctly from the press release, I mean, we are one of maybe, what, three or four in this part of the U.S. or in the U.S.?
Well, I don't have them all memorized at this point. There's a great one in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
There's a number of others in the United States, and they're all, you know, just great hotels to the experience. The experience that I've had in them personally has always been wonderful.
But they're not an automatic in every big city. They really look to place their organizations, I think, in unique locations or locations that do provide that discovery.
They do. They do. And I think the Lehigh Valley has such a unique location. I mean, we have great companies that will be using this this hotel for their business meetings and sales meetings together with the arena. And our proximity to major cities, I just think it's a perfect fit for what we've got going on in Allentown and in the Lehigh Valley.
Right, and if we go to a hockey game, we can stay over at the Renaissance because we'll be right there at the PPL Arena.
There's going to be a lot to do in Allentown.
Yeah. What, at the Chamber's annual lunch not too long ago, they mentioned that there's a special amenity that's going into the center down there, which is WFMZ is going to be having a studio right there at the PPL Arena. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah, in the PPL Center. And again, that's not our building, but we're obviously we're friends and partners with everyone that's doing something important down there. And as the PPL Center grows, they are going to put a broadcast center right in the first floor on Hamilton Street, adjacent in the building of the arena as part of the retail area. And it's going to be a great opportunity to watch what's going on firsthand.
So we may have our own Good Morning America, huh?
There you go. Good morning, Allentown. Good
That's
morning,
Lehigh Valley. Valley. Yeah, wow. Here we go. So City Center 1 and City Center 2 are scheduled to open in May, June?
Let me tell you about it. City Center 2 is the building that a lot of people are calling the Nat Penn building.
Okay.
You know, we have people to thank, too. We have our pioneers like Nat Penn and like Lehigh Valley Health Network and Air Products and all the others that have come downtown to commit to this transformation. But National Penn will be beginning to move in to their space as early as March.
Wow.
So while it doesn't look like there's a lot going on in that building because it's all closed up now, there are hundreds of people inside every day making sure that that space is ready. And so they will be moving something in the neighborhood of 350 to 375 people into that building between March and May of next year. The balance of that building will be filled through the summer. And by the end of the summer, that building will be full. The restaurant will be operating in the spring. And we're working hard on filling the retail on the first floor right now. That's two city center. One city center is really part of the arena block. It's along Hamilton Street. The office amenity there is leased by the Lehigh Valley Health Network. They've made a commitment to come downtown. They're also made a long-term commitment with the arena and the hockey team. So they are building a state-of-the-art two-story, magnificent fitness and professional or sports center there with physical therapy, and it's just going to be like nothing the Valley's seen. And that'll be open to the public, and it'll be open for corporate wellness and corporate fitness. That's on the second and third story. Above that, on the fourth to the eighth floor will be, their state-of-the-art office space coming downtown. They're going to be bringing very close to 700 people into downtown Allentown to work.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is bringing that many people downtown.
Yes, they are. And
wow.
That will all begin the first part of June is when their lease begins, and they'll be filling that space from June on through the summer.
That's amazing. We're going to take another short break, so listeners, please stay tuned. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY. Thank you.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater, presenting Christmas City Follies, Thursday, December 5th through the 22nd at Touchstone Theater. A Bethlehem holiday tradition, this Touchstone Theater ensemble created classic yet again reimagines what the holidays are all about with music, wit, and holiday hijinks. For information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
Welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And with me this evening is Jim Harbour from City Center, Lehigh Valley. And we're talking about our own miracle on Hamilton Street, which is everything that's been happening down there this past year or two and is planning on happening. As a matter of fact, before the break, Jim and I were talking a little bit about the PPL Arena and Lehigh Valley Health Network and a two-story fitness sports center coming in. Some other things that are happening down there. Obviously, the Philly Phantoms. You know, Jim, they were in town this past week. They were over at Steel Ice and I guess doing some initial practicing on the arena over there, getting ready to come into Allentown. So they've already started doing some of their promotion. And I understand their season ticket sales went really well.
In talking to Jim and Rob Brooks, who are the owners and our friends at City Center, I understand they're going very well. I've heard numbers, you know, in the pushing 3,000
wow.
range already sold of season tickets. I don't have exact numbers, but, you know, we're a great professional sports community, and I think the Phantoms are going to come to the Lehigh Valley and be welcomed with just open arms.
Absolutely. The last time I heard, they were at 2,000, so they've been doing really well.
Well, I hope I'm not exaggerating, but I, you know, we're optimists by trade.
That's all right. You know, if you can state it, you can reach it. So, you know, that's good. Some of the new things, there was just a press release out this week regarding the area that was considered to be the Federal Grill most recently. Would you share with our listeners what's happening in that location, which is like 5th and Hamilton?
Sure, I'd be happy to. City Center is undertaking the sympathetic restoration of a number of buildings, four buildings right down there around the old Federal Grill. That's probably the landmark most people will remember. And we talk about sympathetic restorations. You know, some buildings in Allentown have been demolished to make way for other things, but, you know, there are beautiful buildings in Allentown. The architecture is phenomenal, and so we want to respect that. And so we've undertaken the complete renovation and restoration of those buildings. The first floor will be retail and residential, but we've announced Velocity IA, which will be a center of innovation and incubator for small companies coming to the Lehigh Valley to share in the transformation. We think it's important to support small business and new business. We know that innovative companies like cities, they like urban environments, and we're working hard to put together an advisory committee and to bring companies in there. And in fact, the press release that you saw announced the first two companies that are coming in. So we're very excited about one. One is a local company, and the other is a small company from Boston that's moving into the Velocity IA in the spring, and will try to grow their business there with the support of City Center and other people in the Lehigh Valley.
And as I read the release, I was really excited for a small company from Boston to consider relocating. I mean, when you're a young company, it's hard enough to get your legs to stand on, and then being willing to relocate and come to the Valley means that they see something very special here.
I think they do. You know, Trifecta Technologies is moving downtown. They're a great partner and innovation company, moving into the old Shones building, which, if you haven't been downtown lately, come take a look at what's going on in that building. So we think it's critically important to diversify the workforce and build a concept of innovation, of constant change, of being on the edge. And that's a really important piece of this work. And when we talk about live, work, play, as we start to put together these pieces.
Now, in the article, it basically references the Tech Ventures, which is the former Ben Franklin Technology Center, and that's sort of a little bit of the pattern for this. So the businesses coming into this Federal Grill incubator, must they be technology? Can they be something else, just a small business, or are you really looking for it to be technology-focused?
Well, we're really looking for innovative companies where we're looking at companies typically with less than 10 employees who have, you know, great ideas and who want to build their business. And, you know, we want to partner with them. We want them to not just take advantage of what we're offering, but we want them to engage the city. We want them to work there. We'd love for them to come and live there. We want them to share their success story with the next generation of companies who come in behind them and really create a participatory environment of creation, of creativity.
What was also interesting, Jim, when I read this, was the monthly rental packages ranging from $175 to $595. That includes 24/7 access, office desk furnishings, private and locked storage, some shared conference, some workrooms and kitchens. That's amazing.
Well, companies that are just getting started don't need large fixed costs.
Correct.
And so we're trying to provide a vehicle which will allow them to grow without having the pain of those high fixed costs and really thrive. Now, you know, selfishly, I'm a marketing guy, so I will tell you it's our fervent hope that these companies succeed wildly and decide to stay in the Lehigh Valley and maybe even come to be tenants in our other buildings in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, why would they want to leave if they've got all this support? That's wonderful.
Well, and this will be the place where they've found a way to succeed. So we're really trying to build more companies, you know, that will find a home here.
And according to, again, the press release, there's a total of spaces, at least initially planned, for about 8 companies. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct. And again, it depends, you know, it all really depends on how much space each needs. If they all are sort of at the low side, maybe we can bring more companies.
Sure. Okay.
And of course, I think by now you've seen that we're pretty innovative and pretty creative ourselves. If we see a need for more space like this, when the velocity, you know, exceeds everybody's expectations, I'm sure we'll have more space available somewhere else to help these companies, you know, get involved and be successful in Allentown.
Yeah. Well, I think the diversification of the employment base and the business base, I mean, you've got to have that. And one will feed into the other, just like you are working in sort of communicating and supporting the other business or the other districts within Allentown. We had talked a little bit about the riverfront, but the Art Walk, the American Parkway, the Library District, 7th Street, you know, they're adjacent to you, not a part of you, but you're all working together to support and grow. Is that correct?
Well, when you say they're not a part of us, they're certainly not all of it is in the neighborhood improvement zone where we're building and investing, but boy, they're part of us just like we're part of them, and that is that we realized early on, Sally, that, you know, just building a building and filling it up doesn't change a city. You know, we have a vibrant arts community. We have wonderful, already wonderful restaurants up 7th Street, out Hamilton Street, all over the city. We have people running businesses that want to succeed, and if we can bring more people into the city, if we can let the benefits of the neighborhood improvement zone spill outside the boundaries of it, I mean, that really bodes well for all of us, for the success of the city, and really for a sustainable model of development, not just, you know, what some people look at as development, which is come in, fill your building, and move on.
Yeah.
That's just not what we're about.
No, you're in for the long haul. It's
to be
clearly evident. Is there what they call a sort of a gateway strategy as you sort of transition from one of these districts to the other? Is there a grand scheme with how this all comes together?
Well, grand scheme. I'm not sure how I'd look at that, but I think in a sense there is to realize again that it's not just about the lines drawn around the neighborhood improvement zone. The city of Allentown is, you know, has a lot of different ways to get in and out of it. And the gateway strategies are important if you want the change to happen outside of the neighborhood improvement zone, to revitalize the urban development of retail and shopkeepers and store owners and other business people. And to that end, we have announced that We're co-sponsoring a facade improvement program a little bit west of the neighborhood improvement zone out on Hamilton Street in the 10 and 1100 blocks. Work is actually going to start on three facades this spring with grant money that City Center has provided in conjunction with PPL. We're doing that work with the very able help of the Main Street groups in Allentown. And we think that's just a start. You know, if we can help businesses grow and thrive as we move outside the news, we'll be obviously a much stronger city.
Absolutely. And it's going to take all those pieces working together, as you said, for the sustainable future.
Yes, indeed.
When you had talked about work, live, play, okay, as the philosophy, and the work obviously is the part that you've been focusing on, and you did speak to the residential market and some of the apartments coming back, and of course the play is the retailer. Will City Center be as involved with targeting and addressing the residential component as they are with the business component, or is that going to be more on the city of Allentown?
I think the answer to that is yes to all of them. We've always thought that building residential and creating a place where people want to come and live is an important factor in the transformation of a city. To that end, you know, we've announced our Four City Center project at 7th and Linden Street. That's a project which will break ground next year, hopefully early on, and it will be retail and residential. Some 170 market-rate apartments aimed at, you know, primarily aimed at young workers coming into the city, and we think that will be a first step in making, you know, Allentown a place where people want to live. Once you have people coming there every day and enjoying their experience to work and to play, people are going to want to start talking about living in Allentown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you think about, the young families, I can see some empty nesters wanting to get rid of some of those big homes in the suburbs.
We've already had a few phone calls.
Okay.
We don't have a condo empty nester program going at this point, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility down the road.
Yeah. Well, I see them in retired professionals because, you know, people as they get older want things closer by. They want to be able to walk. They want to be able to observe. You know, you don't want to be stuck out in the suburbs.
Indeed. Our cities are actually thriving and growing again with just that that mix, empty nesters, retired professionals, young professionals, you know, the Gen Ys, the people who don't want to own two cars and live in a big house.
Yeah, yeah, don't want to take care of all that stuff anymore.
Yep. I'm getting to be a little that way myself.
You and me both. Jim, one of the questions I get is, will the Soldiers Sailors Monument that is down at 7th and Hamilton, is that going to get a fresh face? Is it going to stick around? Is it going to be sort of the landmark that tells you that you're in the center of this urban core redevelopment?
So I can't speak for the city, but, you know, Center Square belongs to the city.
Mm-hmm.
It is, to me, it is the heart of Allentown. It's the center of Allentown. I don't believe there's any plan at all to change that, other than I know that there's a plan underway and design underway to redo all four corners, to bring it, you know, to the same standard of the buildings we're building in the arena, to recreate a landscape and streetscape there which is modern and vibrant and welcoming.
Okay. I was thinking maybe with traffic, but I'm sure they can work they've always been able to work traffic around that circle area and move it well, even when Hess's used to bring down all the traffic to downtown Allentown. So,
indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. And right now, of course, there's a lot going on in Allentown with street repairs and street closures because of construction and, as you said, the cranes and all the things that are going on. But, you know, the city of Allentown was designed to bring people in and out. There's a lot of different ways to get in and out of that city. And so We think it's going to be, the vibrancy around that center square is going to be exciting.
Okay. Now, Jim, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. We're getting close to the close of the program. Let's say it's now December 2014, and we're having this conversation again. Can you look into that sort of holiday crystal ball and say, what do you think is going to be happening in 2015? You've done so much with, 12, 13, and 14.
Well, that's a wonderful question because we talk about it. What can we do next? How do we make this sustainable? How do we, five years from now, not one or two, look at the growth and transformation of Allentown and be so very proud of all that everyone's doing? So let's pretend it is a year from now and our incubator is full and vibrant, new jobs are being created. Obviously, by then, the hockey team, the Phantoms, will be in first place by 10 games.
Absolutely, they're going to win the series.
They'll be in first place by 10 games.
Okay.
This vision is no longer a vision. It's now an urban center taking form and taking shape as we watch. With, three or four new office buildings, we're talking to a lot of people. The fitness center will be serving corporations and individuals. The hotel's going to be packed. Not only on arena nights, but the companies are going to be using it for entertainment, for business meetings. 4,000 more people or more are going to be coming to live, work, and play. The retail and the restaurants will be open and full. More Allentonians will be working in the new businesses and the small businesses and thriving along 7th Street and Hamilton Street. Basically, when I think about Allentown a year from now, I mean, the city's going to be alive, Sally. It's going to be so different than what we've, what we've seen over the last number of years. It's just, let's not quite call it a miracle. I know that's your theme for tonight, but there are a whole lot of people, city center and beyond, that are working so diligently to make this a reality. I just don't see how it can fail.
Well, it's incredible what's happened to date, and even if a portion of what you're describing comes about, it's a fantastic opportunity for Allentown. It's a fantastic opportunity for the Lehigh Valley. It's just incredible. I mean, I lived in Allentown for about 25 years, and I kept thinking it's got to come back. It's got to come back, and so I move out, and it comes back.
The good news, Sally, is you were right. It's got to come back, and we're well on the way. There's an awful lot of people that are, pulling the oars on both sides of the boat hard every day to make it happen. And it's city center. We're obviously passionate about this. It's the vision of the founders of the company that are driving us. But there are a lot of other people. PPL, we've said it before, the Butts family, National Penn Bank, LVHN. The hospital network, Air Products and Chemicals, our other retailers and our other tenants. Everybody really has to be congratulated on, having the vision and standing up and saying, yes, let's make this happen.
Yeah, having the foresight to be able to do that. We're about ready to wrap up the show, Jim. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be able to participate with us this evening. And I would like to, I don't know if it'll be December of 2014 or not, but I would like to invite you back. And we'll talk about, again, what all is happening. And maybe at that point we'll be talking about Bethlehem's Chris at the same time and sort of seeing and comparing what's going on in our Lehigh Valley communities. And then we won't leave Sal Panto out, and we'll get Easton in here too. But, Jim, thanks so much. Listeners, thank you so much for being a part of this show this evening and for staying tuned to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY 88.1 FM. Jim, have a wonderful holiday. And listeners, you as well. And we'll see you in the new year.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
This is WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org, serving the Lehigh Valley. Stay tuned. Up next, NPR News headlines, then Celtic Fair.